Is it on? Am I on mute or am I off? Took it off mute. Hello. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Hey, Shabbat Shalom. We got a great bunch of chatters tonight, man. Y'all are great. Okay, welcome to Havdalah. This is a very, very special Havdalah tonight. Most of us who went on the Holocaust Survivors trip are going to be giving our quick testimonies tonight, so it's going to be awesome. I am going to speed through the announcements. If you miss one, you can come see me or you can pay attention to the slides up here, okay? At the end of the evening, Aharon is going to come and do our separation of the Sabbath liturgy. Next Shabbat service will be Friday, August 3rd. Dr. David Rudolph will be speaking on Daniel and Yeshua. Pre-service prayers at 6:15 in room 1D downstairs. The September, since I'm going to have to get into September here, September Shabbat service will be September 7th, so mark that on your calendars. We encourage you to come, bring friends, and to volunteer. Jewish Dance Workshop, the very last one, here will be next Saturday, July 28th, from 12:30 to 2:30 in the rehearsal room up here at the very end of the hall, this far end of the hall down here, last room on the left. See Inga Gerard if you have any questions on that. There will be a Jewish Ministries Prayer Event, August 25th from 5:45 to 6:45 p.m. in room 2D. That's the glassed-in room at the back here if you're not familiar with South Lake. There will be refreshments and fellowship afterwards. Everyone is invited to attend. Please come and pray for Israel. There will be a shofar blowing workshop on two Saturdays. Take your pick. August 25th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. or September 22nd from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. They'll be held at the church offices on 540 South Nolan in the ministry building. You must register to attend. The classes are capped at 25 attendees each, and as of last Havdalah, there were only two spots left for the August 25th class. So you might have to bump to the September class. To register, please email jewish@gatewaypeople.com, and you will need to bring your own shofar. Reminder that our Havdalah group, our family here, is going to do a Rangers game on September 22nd at 2:05 p.m. Cost is $23, and it has to be in by the end of July. Please see Michael Barron if you need any more information. And last but not least, our next Havdalah, yay, September 15th. So put it on your calendar, circle it in big red and everything, because it means we're done with the break. So mark your calendar, September 15th is our next Havdalah. So Pastor Greg, I believe you get this next.
Praise the Lord. So thankful you came tonight. Praise God. I know we're all going to be blessed. You'll be blessed listening to the stories, and we'll be blessed telling the stories, because it's a blessing to tell the stories as well. And so just how we're going to do this evening really quick is everybody will basically have, we're going to use a timer like a gong. Okay, and the way we're going to do that is, when I'm done here in just a moment, Pastor Dave Thompson, there he is who is our stewardship pastor here at Gateway. And Dave will be sharing, because he came on the trip as well, but he put together a great video. So when I'm done here introducing you in just a moment, Dave will start the video, and when he's done, Pastor Paul Rupert will come up. Pastor Paul came on the trip. Pastor Paul really was the main organizer. He is like a father. This guy is remarkable. So Paul's going to come up, and I told him he can talk between 3 and 10 minutes and do whatever he wants. And you should go on any trip you can with Paul, especially this trip. He is a wonderful, wonderful man, just a wonderful soul. You'll be blessed. So he'll come without introduction after the video. And then what will happen is we're going to, after Pastor Paul, then Pastor Dave, who did the video, will come right back up, and then he'll talk, but he'll get 5 minutes, and he's going to get 5 minutes because he's also going to talk about some extra thing that he did, which you'll hear about, and then everybody else will get 3 minutes, and so we're going to gong. You'll hear the gongs, right? But I really want to thank you for coming tonight. So with that in mind, Dave, would you start the video? Thank you.
Pastor David, thank you so much. That was an amazing video. And for all of you watching that were wondering, did they do all that? Yes, we did. And we ministered at the same time. So they were pretty exhausted by the time I was done with them. Right, guys? But very exciting time that we had. We were so blessed. And we, you know, I didn't plan it this way, but we happened to be there for the Jerusalem birthday, for the embassy opening, and the March of Nations. I mean, I couldn't have planned it any better. So we knew the Holy Spirit was at work on this trip. And, you know, this is a very special trip. And I organize all the trips for Gateway Church. This is the only one that I want to lead. This is the only one that I want to go on. With Pastor Greg, of course. Couldn't do it without him. Because it's so special. It was the first trip of our trips for 2018 that we sent out to Israel first. And we felt the entire time that we were honored by the Lord for that. He orchestrated things I couldn't have planned if you paid me to do it. Plan it this way, I couldn't have done it. Could not have done it. So I just let my hands up and say, you know, Holy Spirit, move. And he moved. And we had such a wonderful time with the survivors. You know, we got to do all of this and march and see the youth of Israel just cheering, not at a concert for, you know, one of those pop stars, but cheering for Jerusalem and the excitement that they had. And my takeaway from that was, wow, Israel is in good hands. Israel is in great hands. So exciting. So we got to witness and participate in many different things and to go to many different sites, biblical sites. And you saw us in Ashdod by the sea, listening to the bombs in Gaza going off and seeing the reality of Israel today and seeing the foundation of Israel from the past. I would encourage you, if you have never been to Israel and it's your desire to go, next year in Jerusalem is where we're going. We're already in the midst, Pastor Greg and I, of planning trip three. I had to say that without stumbling over myself. In our series of going to the Holocaust survivors in Israel. And so the plans are in place. April 8th, team, April 8th through the 18th is when we're going. It was the dates that we came up with, and it just happens to be leading into Passover. And we'll be in Jerusalem on the Mount of Olives on Palm Sunday, and we're going to march down into the city. Holy Spirit, come. He's just going to orchestrate everything, and we are going to be the beneficiaries of his joy that we're ministering to the Jewish people that suffered the most and have suffered really all of their lives. And because of that suffering, the state of Israel was founded. And so by going to these Holocaust survivors that have these very vivid memories of their childhood as being a childhood of pain and suffering, that we can share with them and let them know we love you, we appreciate you, we want to bless you, we want to honor you. And their response, they want to sing, they want to dance, they want to tell stories and poems. And this trip... And I'll finish with this, because if my wife was here, she'd be saying, you're done. This trip was our second trip. And so we got to see those that we ministered to last year. And they were so excited to see us. And I was so excited to see them. Quick story, on our trip to the Dead Sea, the buses were loaded. All the survivors, they were there before we came out of the hotel. They're great. And the translator came to me and said, we're missing one person. Do you want to wait? Well, of course we want to wait. Who is it? She says, it's Erica, the lady that I connected with last year. And I said, if she's 30 minutes late, we're going to wait. If she's an hour late, we're going to wait. And she came running up, and she says, I'm so sorry. And I said, we wait for you. We couldn't go to the Dead Sea without you. And she was so happy. And I was so happy because I get to see her again. But connecting with them, although it was fun, and exciting. We were made aware of some survivors that in the interim we lost. People that we didn't get to see again. And that's the price we pay for going to minister to these survivors, is that every year that we go back, there'll be less and less of them. But their desire, their drive, is that the young people of today never forget what happened to them. And I had an opportunity to bring my son along. They thought he was 15. He's going to be a dad next month. So he was, I don't know whether he was offended by that or if he thought that was pretty cool. But when I introduced him to Erica, she was so excited that the youth cared. So many of these survivors have family that never talk to them anymore, never connect with them. They don't want to hear the stories, and they just want to share. They want to share so that people don't forget. So this evening, you're going to hear from many of our team members on what this trip has done to them. Because my goal for every team member that I send out is very simple. I want to mess them up. If they come back saying, oh yeah, that was a nice trip, I have failed the team members. If they come back changed, their hearts broken, their mindset, their spirituality is all messed up, I've done my job. And I'll let the other pastors in the church fix it all. But I got to crack that egg and make that mess, okay? That's what I'm charged to do. That is what I want to do. And hopefully some of their testimonies will reflect how they got messed up in this entire process. So I thank you all. Thank you for Pastor Greg for being the driving force behind this trip. Couldn't do it without him. Could not, would not want to do it without him. I get the team to the sides, and then the biblical knowledge that flows out of him is just unbelievable. It's like the fire hose, and you just have to drink it all in. So, with that said, my wife would be cutting me off right now. I'll turn it over to Pastor David.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Paul. I had the honor of earlier this year, Pastor Greg came and asked me if we'd be interested to help bring stewardship ministry to Israel and to some of the Messianic congregations there. And what he didn't know is that the year before, I'd been praying and saying, Lord, you know, if Israel needs stewardship, send me. And so when he called, I was so excited, and my oversight gave me the authority to go. But I want to let you know that all the things that we're doing in Israel and the things that Pastor Greg talks about, on top of the congregational trips, on top of the financial ways that we're blessing Messianic congregations, on top of all these pieces, he's connecting with ministries inside of Gateway and saying, how can we take the healthiest things that we're doing and share that with these other Messianic congregations? And how can we take this to them and to serve them and to say, God, we want to honor you by giving this to your people, by taking this back to the churches that are there and blessing them. And so we got to go and spend on the back end of this overall trip, which you guys got to see some of the video of all the things we did. On the back end, we stayed an extra day, and we shared stewardship ministry with 10 different top ministry leaders and Messianic congregation leaders in Israel, and give them essentially 12 years of stewardship ministry that we've built. And we shared videos of Pastor Robert teaching, and we shared Pastor Robert's heart behind stewardship and why it matters that God owns everything and we're managing it for him, and how they can share those biblical truths with their people. And it was just so fun. And even Pastor Greg came on the back end and shared a whole session on tithing and his personal testimony of what God's done in his heart and in his life. And as a pastor that grew up in the United States and has spent most of my life in the U.S., you know, I'm a little nervous to go teach to pastors on stewardship in the land of Israel. Like, what if they're like, oh, this doesn't apply here? I'm like, well, it was written here. It was written here in Israel. This is written to Jewish people under Roman control. I mean, this is the New Testament here. Like, look, this is when the Jews were being oppressed, and God wrote this book to them. And you have all of the history, but all of these biblical principles that we're teaching, they're Jewish. This is Jesus Christ speaking to them through the word. And so we stood on the foundation of the word. Pastor Greg was there sharing, and it was so much fun. So I just want to share men's ministry, other ministries. He's taking over and sharing the best of what we can and serving the churches there. So that was a ton of fun for me. I loved being on the Mount of Olives. You can see all the olive groves, right? No, these are graves here on the Mount of Olives. And so it's just so interesting to walk amongst the graves. And Zechariah 14:4 says that when Jesus returns, it's going to split in half. And Acts 1 corroborates that. When he comes back, he's landing on the Mount of Olives. And so these people are putting their graves there. And it was just so interesting to be standing there, walking down the path, essentially within a couple hundred yards of where Jesus would have walked down the Mount of Olives and done the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, coming down. We're standing on the Mount of Olives now, going down into Jerusalem, and you can see over here the southern steps where Jesus would have walked into the temple, and there are times that he would have stood and taught on the southern steps. And so it was just absolutely amazing to stand in these places, to be with the people that we're with, to be with Pastor Greg, to be with Pastor Paul, to walk on the southern steps, to literally see these are some of the original steps, and this is what was built back over. But going down here, spending time with the team, learning what a mikvah was, and the importance of ritual purification going in, I had no idea. And so we actually got to see the original sites of where somebody would come, submerge himself and come up pure before they would go into the temple. And I thought, we ought to implement that here at Gateway. Everybody go into, yeah. So it was such an amazing trip. It was so much fun. And I just wanted to say thank you to Pastor Greg for inviting Ashley and I to come. And that's my time. And so I want to invite Ashley up just to share a little bit of her experiences as well.
All right, so my name is Ashley Thompson, and I'm married to David, and it was really hard to figure out how to summarize this trip in 3 minutes, and so I just want to take the few minutes that I have to highlight the one thing that really stood out to me the most was the way that Scripture came alive. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting to be able to be at these biblical sites and be standing where Jesus would have walked or walk these same roads that he would have walked, and reading the Scriptures out loud. And Pastor Greg was able to read the Scriptures out loud to all of us, and he brought the Scripture to life. And so now when I go back and read those same Scriptures, I have visuals and I have places that I can, I have memories that I can remember, hey, I was there. I know what this looks like now. I don't have to make it up in my head, I know. And so that was such a cool experience. And that was the parts that I was looking forward to the most, was seeing the biblical sites. And then one of the highlights too with going to the Sea of Galilee, on our way there, it was storming and rainy and cold and wet and just not very fun to be outside in. And when we got out on the boat and they turned the motor off and it was completely still and completely quiet. And so I just was reminded again of the Scripture where Jesus said, "Peace, be still." And again, the Scripture came alive to me. I was literally there thinking of that same Scripture. And so those were the moments that I loved, but the parts that I wasn't expecting to love as much as I did were ministering with the Holocaust survivors. And just getting to sit across the table from them in their own homes and hearing their stories, hearing the hard parts, but also seeing how much life they still have left in them. Most of them were in their 80s and 90s, but they had so much energy. They acted like they were our age. I mean, they seemed like they wanted to go and have fun and dance, and like Pastor Paul was saying. And it was just such a cool experience to be able to hear directly from them and bring history to life, but then also have that heart-to-heart moment with them. So those were my favorite moments.
Okay, as some of you know, this is my second trip to go, and it was just as amazing as the first trip. And in some similar ways and a lot of different ways, just from all the events we got a chance to be a part of that were really super, like the 70th anniversary and Jerusalem Day and all that. It was just, everything was amazing. But my one special takeaway was, as the weeks went on, the couple of weeks went on, it was like becoming obvious I wasn't going to see anybody who's home I'd been in last year. That was one of the things on my heart. The relationships are what's the most important to me. And so the very last day when we went to the Dead Sea, the survivors are there. We come out of the hotel, and I see somebody I got to visit last year. And so I walked over to her, and I tapped her on the shoulder. She's this really tiny lady. It's like this tall. And I tapped her on the shoulder, and she just looked at me, and her entire face lit up. I mean, she just dropped her jaw, and she goes, and she gave me a huge hug, and I asked her how her sister was. She could not believe that I remembered her sister. I mean, she was just so amazed that we came back, that I recognized who she was, and that I wanted to spend some time with her. And so we got a chance to talk for a little bit with the translator. And then when the day was over, I got a chance to sit with her all the way back from the Dead Sea back into Jerusalem. So it was cool. Even though we didn't have a translator, you know, she would look at something out the window and point to something, and we'd nod and smile. And, you know, so it was really cool. And she was one of my favorites from last year. So it was just so amazing to get to see her. And it really is for me about the relationships. It's about going back and seeing them time and time again. And as Pastor Paul said, the longer we keep going, the less likely we are to see them. And she's one of my special favorites, and so I hope I get to keep seeing her. But for all of them, we saw a bunch of people at Brahm Center that we got to see again, and they were special, and we heard them sing again and everything else. But it is so much about the relationships and about what they bring to the table here. And they minister to me more, just like Branya. Branya is the epitome of forgiveness. She even went through a stabbing attack 2 years ago. And she's like, the key to life is forgiving. She has forgiven the Holocaust. She's forgiving that stabbing incident and everything. And she has taught me so much about there is nothing we cannot forgive. And so those people are my highlight of any time we go. So thanks to you all for letting me go.
Well, this is not the first time. This was the second time. And I can tell you, if I go back again, it would be on a mission. I have never in my life experienced the Holy Spirit move and work in my life. It was phenomenal. We did touring. We served. I went in prayer before, praying for a heart to serve. That's one of my low points, and I needed that. And he did it. And he did it 10 times, 10 times 10. And I got back so much. I mean, it's wonderful to go there and experience the sights. It really is. Like I said, it's twice. But to be around these people, the Holocaust victims, the survivors, the retirees, the young people, these people are full of life and love, and it's something that we need here. I need more in my life just to watch them and live, and they know how to live. It's so wonderful. It is just so awesome. I can't tell you, I mean, I've had people tell me that the Lord has given them promises, spoken to them in the Word. And he spoke to me on this trip. And I've never really had that before. And he gave me a promise that touched so deep into my soul. I will never forget. If you ever get a chance to go, go with a heart to give. And you will get back so much more.
Hi, my name is Susan Applegate, and I brought a bunch of notes so I wouldn't forget. But anyway, I'm Susan Applegate, and I just wanted to let you know that the Holocaust tour that we went on in May was probably just the highlight of a lifetime, and it was such a gift from God. And to begin with, I really wanted to take a minute and just acknowledge how much I appreciated the leadership of this trip. From Greg Stone and Pastor Paul Rupert, and then also Dave, I just appreciated so much of what they did. Each led with such excellence. Pastor Greg with awesome Bible teaching every single day. He just really opened the scripture. Pastor Paul with all the attentions to the detail of leading a group of 20 people and keeping us corralled. And then also for Dave, just doing such a phenomenal job with the video and with all the pictures. And then also, I just wanted to acknowledge how much I appreciated a couple of the veteran couples that we had last year with Greg and Cresha Rosenberg. And then also Dave and Rhonda Simons, for just all of their knowledge and experience that they shared from last year, too. And we just appreciated them so much. But several of the trip highlights included going to Ashkelon, where we met with Holocaust survivors. And we got to attend a reception where we heard just the history of a lot of them. A lot of them came from the Ukraine and Russia. And we got to hear some of their stories. And some of them were very, very difficult. And it was very hard. And they gave us a book account with a recounting. And one of these days, I hope that we'll all have a chance to see that. But that was pretty phenomenal. We had a chance to visit, of course, the homes of different Holocaust survivors in Jerusalem. We had a chance to visit the town of Ariel, which people have known as the West Bank, but it's Judea. And we helped with the distribution of food to Holocaust survivors. Visiting Ashdod, we had a chance to help repair a community center that was used by the Holocaust survivors. And what was really phenomenal, too, was in Jerusalem having a chance to march with the March of Nations or Walk of Nations, where there were probably about 50 different nations represented during that march. And just there was just such amazing life and vitality as we did that. And then also what I didn't know until afterwards was when we took that trip with the Holocaust survivors to the Dead Sea, part of what we paid to go was used to sponsor the Holocaust survivors because many of them are living in poverty and they just did not have the opportunity to go to the Dead Sea, which is just about an hour and a half's drive. So it was a real privilege and opportunity to be able to sponsor them. But I would have to say what really touched me were several what I call God encounters with different people that God led to be able to talk to. And I had my daughter, and we went together, but can I just share? There were just so many opportunities to share, and we just saw God moving in so many powerful ways. But if you ever have the opportunity to go, just trust the Lord. It was a real walk to trust the Lord for the finances to go, but he provided in so many miracle ways. Thank you.
Well, I'm Christine Applegate. I had the privilege to go with my mom, and I just wanted to say before I started, thank you so much to Pastor Paul and Pastor Greg. Thank you for all of your teaching. Thank you for all of the planning and listening to the Holy Spirit and letting him guide when we originally planned to start our first day at the Dead Sea, and that actually happened on the last day, and it was such a privilege because some of the people that we met on our home visits and then at the Brahm Center, we also got to see again and just spend even more time with them at the Dead Sea, and it was a wonderful time. Something that I think just really impacted me, though, about the trip was just meeting the ministers and the Christians there in Israel and just having the eye-opening experience of seeing what their lives are like, and that is nothing like what we have, and we are so privileged to live here in America, and it was such a burden on my heart to see that they are not as respected, they are not treated in any way that we are, and just some of the stories of the Christians and the ministry leaders there were just heart-wrenching to hear the persecution that they go through. And I just from this trip has really burdened me to pray for them and just to keep thinking about them. In fact, one way that the Holy Spirit moved and one of the God encounters that we had was, it's funny because we have two Gregs that came on the trip with us. And one evening they were out and they stopped at a Greg's Cafe. And while they were there, they sat down and they prayed before their meal. And then the waitress who was serving them after their meal, she was like, "Hey, I saw you praying, and I'm a Christian too, and I'd like to invite you to my father's church and for Shabbat that Saturday night." And so several of us went, and just to be able to see them and to enjoy Shabbat with them and just to like live and like just get to know them was just amazing. And having the chance as well to meet the Holocaust survivors and hear their stories, I mean, they were heart-wrenching, but just to see their vibrancy and their life and the love that some of them have and have been able to show their forgiveness was amazing and incredible and just an unforgettable experience overall. So thank you again for the opportunity to go on that trip and just the amazing planning that you did. And thank you, Lord, for all of your grace and favor in this trip. So.
Hi, I'm Nikki Cook, and this was my first opportunity to go to Israel, and it was just such a blessing. And I thank y'all for all of the work that you did to get us there, but I thank each one of you, because without you, we couldn't have gone. I mean, your support, your prayers, your taking us back and forth to the airport, everything you did for us here made it possible for us to accomplish what we accomplished there. So you were important, and your work in this was important too. And I want you to be aware of that. Please keep praying for the people over there, because they need our prayers and they need our support. So please pray. Please pray that God will lift people up to go and witness and help them. And you ask God if maybe you're not supposed to go next time. You know, so I just thank you, because without all of you and our team, we couldn't have seen God calm the waters on the Sea of Galilee. We would not have been able to dance and sing with Holocaust survivors at the Brahms Museum. We would not have been able to walk through with the kids and connect with them when they were celebrating Jerusalem, or to march with 53 other nations through Jerusalem celebrating Israel at the March of the Nations. There were so many moments, so many times, every day, when we were so blessed, whether we were connecting with God or whether we were connecting with the people there. But it was so special. I just don't have words to really explain what a wonderful experience it was. And I encourage every one of you, if you get a chance to go and meet these wonderful people, that you should take that opportunity and you should go, because it is not something you will ever forget. And I don't know that we weren't blessed more than they were. I mean, it was just such a blessing to be able to, I mean, just, people on the street would bless us, and we could bless them back. They would shout shalom as we were walking through in the March of the Nations, and we could holler shalom back to them. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dave Simon. I'm 95% Jewish. It's Greg and Greg are 94%, just to clarify. So I have 3 minutes, and in honor of Gateway, I have 3 points I want to make. The first one is about the way God honors us on this trip. I have a lot of people who tell me that when they go to Israel, they're not sure they want to do a missions trip. They just want to go and tour. And this is my fourth time in Israel. This is my second time doing the Holocaust trip. And something happens when we're honoring God and honoring his people and visiting his wounded children. What he does for us, the Sea of Galilee, everybody keeps talking about it. Everything that happened to us that Paul could not possibly, as great a planner as Pastor Paul is, God's a better planner. And what he's able to do with us both times, this wasn't just this year, last year the same thing. Things just kept happening that we couldn't even possibly explain. So that's the first point I want to make. So if you're thinking about going, this is the way to do it. This is definitely the way to do it. You'll be blessed beyond blessed. The second point I want to make is about time. We were one of the couples, my wife and I, we visited a couple last year, really sweet couple, really fell in love with them. And when we went this year, we asked about the couple, and the man from this couple had passed away. And it just is it was just a reminder for us that we don't have a lot of opportunity to visit with them, to hear their stories that we get to share with other people, and then also to try and be part of their healing process and hopefully part of their salvation. And that does happen. So, this time is a factor for everybody, but this is definitely a case where we really got a glimmer of how important it is. And then the third point I want to make is about what God is able to do through us, because we have the language barrier, we have a lot of obstacles, we go in with some nerves about what we're getting into, and if we just being obedient and being present, the Holy Spirit does amazing things. There was one guy that I met last year, didn't spend any time with, this year didn't spend any time with, didn't have a home visit with. We had one moment at the Dead Sea where something happened, we laughed at each other and for about 30 seconds, and then that was the whole experience we had, and I thought nothing of it. And the day we were leaving, we have a picture of it, and he gave me this giant hug, and he was crying, and I was crying, and we just had this bond. The Holy Spirit just did something without even language. He just did something, and that's what happens. We give them something, we give them a view of the church that they haven't had before. We give them an opportunity to maybe see God, maybe see Yeshua in a way where it changes their perspective, because they don't have a good perspective on it. So those are my points.
My name is Tammy, and I just want to thank God for this opportunity, thank the leadership, thank the team. And when I was making my last payment, there was someone that I don't even know that put money into my account, and her name was Mary Ann, so she's here. I appreciate that. It was a great blessing. This is my second trip to Israel. I went in September 2017. It was also a mission trip. And once you go, you want to go back. And what God does for you when you're there, it's personal. He ministers to you, and he touches you, as well as you are able to touch other people. I knew this, being a Holocaust survivor, I knew that there was going to be some language barrier, and when preparing to go, I asked the Lord what I could do. I wanted to be able to connect to the people. I'm not sure what that was going to look like. And I just saw how these people were so gracious and loving and caring. And we really didn't have to do a lot. We just needed to show them our love. And in my own personal life at this time, I experienced a loss. And my brother passed away the week before we left from cancer. And then the first week into our trip, my other brother was killed in a car accident. And I said, "Dear Lord, why am I going through this now?" And I realized that the people that I was around had suffered so much more than I had ever could ever imagine. And that I was able to share with them the love of God that they might not ever experience. And that's what I wanted to do. And I met one lady right at the end, and she's like, with her English, "Why you do this?" And I said, "Well, I love you." And she's like, "Are you Christmas?" I said, "I'm Christian." And she's like, "You love Yeshua?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I love Yeshua." And so we connected, and it was amazing. So if you ever get a chance to go, I think that this is an awesome trip and a great experience. So.
Shalom and good evening. My name is Sophia. This is my second time as well to go with this blessed group of people. And I want to say that we have built many great memories from the very beginning of time. I want to give regard to our leadership. Our team is great because of the leaders of our team. I highly recommend you go with these group of leaders. Praise the Lord. My name is Sophia. I'm originally born and raised in a Muslim background and Muslim culture. I was taught to hate the Jewish people. This is how I was taught. But the Lord came into my life and changed my heart for them. When I walk into the home of Holocaust survivors, which I got to do with Mel and Natalie, we walked into the home of Misha and Boris, Holocaust survivors. If you can hear their stories, they are a miracle that they are alive today. It's truly powerful what God did in their life. So when we heard their testimonies, they took 45 minutes to share it, which is good because they need to share their story. After that, I was thinking, I only have 10 minutes to share. Oh my goodness. God help me. Holy Spirit, I need your help. So I was praying the whole time, but I want to tell you, in that 10 minutes, I was able to truly share with them my heart, that God changed my heart for them. I love them because Yeshua came into my heart and loves them. I see them through the eyes of overwhelming love, compassion, and mercy, and forgiveness. And this I bring to them as well. Oh my goodness, you should see the way they came up to me. These people are so forgiving, even with all the pain and suffering they have been through. They totally come to you, hug you, kiss you several times. And they so appreciate the overwhelming love that we all bring about our Messiah to them. They need this, brothers and sisters. They're dying, 80s and 90s, about to pass very soon. They need this love from every single believer right now. Right now is the time. I also want to tell you, we, by accident, somehow got caught into the streets of Jerusalem when they were celebrating the 70th anniversary of Israel. You guys know, right, Pastor Greg? So the bus dropped us off to a distance. Now we had to walk into the streets. Oh, my goodness. I want to tell you guys, there was an amazing celebration. What you guys saw, the boys jumping up and down and the girls, they were celebrating on the streets of the existence of the nation of Israel. I want to tell you that there was a spirit of joy and happiness on the street. There was not a spirit of division or hatred. There was it's like the Lord was smiling over these people, and the spirit was so strongly there. So I want to thank you so much, Gateway Church, for giving us this opportunity to bless God's chosen people. Because of your willingness to allow us this opportunity to serve God's chosen people, we will be blessed too. God says those who bless Israel will be blessed. America is a blessed country because it's blessing God's chosen people. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Scudiero, and I just want to say what an honor it was to go with the Gateway Jewish Ministry. I've been on several mission trips, and by far this is the best mission trip, the best leadership, and I just want to thank you. Thank you for that. There's so much happened on a personal level, so much happened. I came on the trip not knowing anybody. And I returned with 20 new friends, you know, friends, right? And I just want to thank you all for your love, and we just had a great time. I just need to roll back just a few. I need to give you a little bit of a backstory. Several years ago, while I was reading a story on Corrie Ten Boom her story of forgiveness. I was struggling with forgiveness in my heart as well. And during that time, I had this surge of liquid love run through my arm and to my heart. And I've changed. You know, I've got that power of forgiveness in my heart and that love. And so that's carried with me through the years. While we were in Israel, the Western Wall was forever changed. I'm going to look at Cresha. As soon as I touch the wall, I just start crying. I have fluid coming out of my ears, my nose, my mouth, you know, my eyes. I'm crying. The Lord touched me. I'm like, Lord, what is going on? And as soon as I get done, I have peace. I have peace that I've never felt in my whole entire life. I'm like, wow, Lord, thank you. And the next day we go to visit or do the home visits and the Holocaust, the Shoah survivors. And I am sick, y'all. I'm sick. I just want to go home. I want to curl up in the hotel room. You know, I'm like, no, Lord. You work through us. You work through us. We are on a mission. We have got something to do. We are to love on these people. And even though I physically just couldn't relate, just couldn't communicate, that forgiveness that I felt that I was going there to share with them, even though I couldn't verbally speak, the ministry of the Holy Spirit flowed through me into them. I can just reach out and touch and connect. And the Lord I was able to do that. It's not about me. It's about our Lord, right? It's about Him. And I just want to thank Him for that. So fruits of the Spirit, love and peace. I get home and there's a Holy Spirit sandwich. I am flowing with joy. You know, the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. So that's right on time. Thank you, Jesus. So thank you all.
All right. Hi, I'm up and I'm going to go quick. Last year we got back, I was burdened. God told me to buy crystal roses for the Holocaust survivors, for the home, because our last name is Rosenberg. So I picked out these beautiful roses, and so the first couple we went to see was Isaac and Luba, and they all remember them because she sings so beautiful. They're just the most beautiful spirited couple. So we're at their home with his son, and I present him with the rose, and he starts crying, and he says, "You don't know what this means to me." So he begins to tell us his story. And his story is that him and his wife were in the ghetto. He's 9 years old. The only one left in his family is his mother. And his job was to go out and collect cow manure to mix it with mud. And he made patties. And that's what they burned so they wouldn't freeze to death in the ghettos because they had no wood. So while he was sneaking out to get a piece of wood so he could light the manure so they wouldn't freeze to death during the winter, the guard saw him and beat him so severely. He's 9 years old, knocked his teeth out and everything. So they give him to his mother, and she's like afraid he's going to die. So she goes next door. And the gentleman next door was a doctor, and his name was Rosenberg. And he said he stitched his teeth and his face up, and he wouldn't be here today. He said he stayed there. And then 2 days later, the guards come in, and they liquidate that part of the camp. So he watched all the Rosenbergs, that whole family, be shot and put into a ditch. And he said, so he didn't know any survived. And Greg's family is, he lost 66 of the Rosenbergs, Germans, Jews. And so, you know, it touched my heart because then we were able to sing Kaddish. And he said it filled his heart with joy. So we sung Kaddish for the dead, for all the Rosenbergs that he watched liquidate after saving his life, and he's here today. And we then sung songs, you know, praise of the life that they're able to share together and their health. And so that's why we go, to touch, to start that healing, and how God has divine appointment, because you know, that's what he planned all along. When he touched my heart, he knew we were going to meet them. And if you want to read their stories, Steven Spielberg has made copies of their stories, him and his wife. And if you go to Steven Spielberg's website with Holocaust survivors, their stories there. So, you know, that's why we go, to touch and start that healing. Even if it's not for them, it's for Greg's family and for his family members. And so I just, you know, you don't know. Every time I go, I get touched more and more. And I don't, how much time I have? Wrap it up? Okay. The other neat thing was when we were at the Western Stairs watching the young boys being bar mitzvahed. I was touched to show that God's promise of Israel still being a country, you know, it still rings today. And to watch the boys be bar mitzvahed at the wall was amazing.
I get to be married to her, so my life is good. You know, it's my second trip. I've been on a lot of mission trips, and I can tell you with Gateway Church, everything's first class. The leadership, you've heard testimony about that tonight, but you just don't have to worry about anything except ministry and learning and seeing and take. I mean, everything else is just, it happens. And so of course, being with the Holocaust survivors is my favorite part, and being able to pray with them. But I want to tell you another story. We were painting and fixing a center, a social center. I don't know. It's for it's like a DFW thing hall over there for those guys. Anyway, so one team goes there and they mudded all the. It was in bad shape, so they're mudding. And then I was part of another team with Pastor Greg and David and Ashley and just Susan and Christina. Christina wasn't on that. And Krish, anyway, so we go there the next day, we sand, and then we're painting these rooms. And you know, when I paint, I'm a good painter, but I'm a messy painter, and I get paint all over me. And there just came this point where I was covered in dust, I got paint, and I need a rag. And I'm looking around for this rag, And I see this orange rag looking thing, you know, I don't know. So I go and I use it because it's a rag and it's on a chair. So we're all done painting and everything, and we're all kind of getting together, gathering our things, and Pastor Greg comes out wearing this orange shirt, and he's like, there's paint on my shirt. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't have enough witnesses here to tell this story, okay? I'm like, I was like, that shirt looks kind of familiar, but I don't say anything. I don't say anything. So later that night, we're back at the hotel. We're all gathered in this room, and like at night, you know, you got to share. Paul calls them the happies and the crappies, and you share the good thing and you share the bad thing of the day, you know. So I was like, well, the good thing was whatever it was. I don't remember that day. And then I was like, you know, we're painting, and I needed to wipe paint or whatever, and there was a schmata. There's this rag on the. And he starts laughing because he gets it, but no one else knows what's going on. See, Pastor Greg's talked about unintentional sins, and I never understood what an unintentional sin was. But, so I said there was this orange shirt thing, and I used it, so... I guess Pastor Dave was snapping pictures everywhere we went. And I didn't know, but there's a shirt. Cause I'm like, you know, I don't recall, but maybe. And then, so anyway, so that was a funny, we all got a lot of good laughs about that. I just encourage you if, you know, we We build relationships.
So how the story goes is we get there, and I was there. We were split in two teams, right? And so I was on the first day. I'm with the team that's taking care of the house, doing the mudding. And then the second day, like we're gonna switch, and so if you're on the team, you're working on the building, and if you're on the other team, you're visiting with survivors, and then we switch. Well, I was on this team working on the building, and then we had to have a meeting where we'd meet the deputy mayor, and I thought, so I better go back because she's gonna come to the building, so I'll be there right at the building when the deputy mayor comes, and so I know I'm gonna have to meet this lady, so. What shirt should I wear? So I know what I'm going to do. That shirt is like, I didn't bring any nice shirts, but you know, that shirt's a nicer shirt for the ones I brought. When I get to the building in the morning, I think, I don't want to get paint on this shirt. So I take it off, and I put it in the other room where it will be safe. At the end of the day, I go to get the shirt, and it's sitting in a paint tray. So I got this kippah while I was in Israel, and I call this my Greg Rosenberg kippah. And I have not worn it to any gateway, to anything, except for our first Tuesday event since I got back, because I wanted tonight to be the first time. So this is my Greg Rosenberg kippah. Krishi, you need to write that story and submit it to Gateway Magazine. That is a powerful story. You saw their hearts as they shared their stories. You know, and Nikki thanked you because you made it happen. You did make it happen. My last church, I wanted to do ministry like this in Israel, and I couldn't get the church to want to do that.
They wanted to go on tours, which I'm totally in favor of. But let me tell you, if you believe in the law of sowing and reaping, you'll get more out of it if you do something. And this is really, 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 this is the best trip that I know of. Thank you. Praise God. Melody mentioned Brana. She's an 81-year-old Holocaust survivor who was stabbed 8 times 2 years ago. Wow. One of the most powerful stories for me was we had one day we were in a house, and this where ministry, the group went to go help give out food and things like that at a house. And so there's at the pastor's house. And there is a lady who leads up his compassion ministries. She's Jewish. She's not a believer. But she leads this up for him because she believes so much in what he's doing. And while we're sitting there, somebody said to her, "Tell us your story." So she begins to tell her story. And she tells that she was born, in the ghetto or in a camp? She was born in a camp, born in a concentration camp. And her mother hit her, was it 6 months? 3 years, I'm sorry. Mother hit her for 3 years, right? And because the Nazis kill babies. And somehow this woman survives. And she's telling the story. And as she's telling the story, she says, now the pastor's wife, the pastor's not Jewish, the pastor's wife is Jewish. She's standing behind the woman as she's telling the story. And she says, you know, I've never told this story before. And the pastor's wife, they're like best friends. And she says, yeah, I've never heard this story before. So here's this woman telling the story that she was born in a concentration camp. She's telling the story for the first time in her life, and she's, I think it was 76, right? She's young, a young Holocaust survivor because, okay, born in a camp. So we get back to the hotel at the end, and we do our happies and crappies, right? And this is the thought that I shared with the group here. Healing begins when you begin to talk about it. Here is this woman who is 76 years old, just for the first time in her life, telling the story of her own birth. Everybody's crying. Healing began for her that day, and these people are why, and you're why. And if this group had not gone, her healing still would not have started. That is why we do this trip. The office that we painted with my orange shirt. Okay, so we go there one day to work on the building, and then we go, the two rooms we're working on, one of them's an office. We work the one day, and we go back the second day. The guy who works in that office building, in that office, died the night between the 2 days we were there. Right? He just had been fighting cancer. And so we're there like, why are they so cold to us? Well, they weren't cold to us. They were mourning the death of this guy, right? Paul mentioned Erica. We'd wait for, didn't matter how long it was, we were going to wait for Erica. Yeah, and I had the privilege, Paul and Erica really hit it off on the first trip that we did, and I had the privilege of just sitting with them talking because they had so much in common with their heritage. It was really cool. So when we go back, and at the end of the day, we're at the Dead Sea, and I'm getting on the bus, and I'm like the last person to get on the bus. And so Eric is sitting in the front, and this trip was different than the first trip. In the first trip, it was like all of the survivors sat in the front, and the second trip, all of the people sat in the back. All of our people sat in the back. But on this trip, there was more intermingling on the way down to the Dead Sea, but on the way back, there was very intermingled, right? In other words, they're just so happy because the growing relationships. So I'm like the last person on the bus, and Erica is sitting in the front seat, right? The very front seat, the front. And as I get on, I wasn't going to sit. She says, would you sit with me? So it was such a blessing. So I get to sit down with her, and we talk. And she said, when are you coming back to Israel? And she said, and you know, when you come, she said, your whole year? She says, I don't know if I'll still be here a year from now. When you come, you can stay with me. So that's what it's like. And let me just say just a couple words about, if we're friends on Facebook, you probably saw the pictures, but you've heard about the marches. It was a very, very significant time with regard to the history of Israel, because we were there for the 70th anniversary, so there was a march for that one day. The very next day, the embassy moved, and so there was a march for that, and they had a picture for the Jerusalem Post. They had a picture of President Trump. The whole thing was the president, just his picture on the front page of the Jerusalem Post. Promises made, promises kept, and calling him a friend of Israel. We saw posters all over Jerusalem, friends of Israel, Trump, friends of Israel. You know, I know, I understand it's politically whatever. We saw Trump kippahs. I didn't buy one. Because I thought to myself, I'm a person who overemphasizes respect for authority. It's just my life. It's just military, whatever. And I thought to myself, would Pastor Robert wear that? This is the honest truth, right? And I thought, there's no way he would wear that, right? So, you know, so I just don't want to be that political. But I almost regret not buying it. So we're in the airport, we're on the way back, and because the team left, and Pastor David and Ashley and I stayed for the stewardship training that Pastor David did, which was phenomenal. This guy's ministry is amazing, and the amount of material and how well organized it is online, and what he made available to them, and what's available to you. I cannot say enough good about the stuff that Gateway has in stewardship. Anyway, we're in the airport, and we're going to buy some coffee. And a lot of places don't take American Express, right? So I was asked, do you take American Express in the airport? And the guy looks at me, and he says, yes, and we love you, President. And I'm telling you, I understand this political whatever, and I don't mean to be that way, but I'm just telling you what's going on in Israel because of what happened with regard to the embassy. If President Trump had gone through Jerusalem on the day that embassy moved, there would have been a ticker tape parade. They would have been throwing. It was just, there's people waving American flags throughout the windows and through the streets, and it's a totally different picture than you'll get on the news anywhere in America. And so I am of the opinion that if the Lord does not return for 1,000 years, books will be written. They won't be put in the Bible because they don't belong in the Bible. But there will be books written, and moving the embassy, his name would be in those books because of that. He may not be the most gracious person, but neither is Cyrus, and he's mentioned in the Bible for because of what he did with regard to Jerusalem, last verse of Isaiah 44, first verse of Isaiah 45. So really cool. Thank you to those who gave. There are some who gave. We're able to do some things that really helped. Especially, this was unexpected, but with our translators, we had some unexpected things there, and so we were able to do that. And the translators, they don't have much. So it was really, and they work with the ministry that we worked with last year, as well as this year, and we will be working with again next year. So, with all that said, at this point, tonight at sunset at 8:30 is Tisha B'Av, right? And the first deportations from the Warsaw Ghetto to Treblinka, the concentration camp, occurred on Tisha B'Av. Another one of those horrible things that happen on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av is a difficult day, obviously, but we saw last week it's also a day of great hope. It's, you know, it's just 50 days before Rosh Hashanah. So God knew there was a countdown. There's a countdown to redemption. And so with that in mind, I can wear a happy kippah. Because of, and Aharon's going to come, and where are you at, Aharon? There you are. Thanks. And this is the third Holocaust-related trip that I went on for Gateway since I've been here. You heard about two of them. The first one was just Aharon and me. And we went together, and we went with Stuart, and we had a great time. And so that was actually the first, and I want you to come again as soon as we can. So I love you, brother.
Well, I'm glad you'll have me again with you. All of your stories I can totally relate to. It's an exciting thing, and I'm sitting back there, and my heart is like pumping, you know. And Pastor Rick and I had an amazing time. Here we are going into Tisha B'Av, and all week I was wrestling. How do I do Tisha B'Av? You know, how do I do Havdalah going to Tisha B'Av? You know, we're hearing Holocaust stories, and I'm going to be upbeat, and it's just thank you, Lord, for your peace. Thank you for your shalom. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, it is a different kind. Okay, all right, that's fine. I'll figure it out. Havdalah, the distinction between the Sabbath and the 6 days of the week. The Kos Yeshuot, as I said last week, we don't call it Kos Yeshua. We don't call it the cup of salvation. We call it Kos Yeshuot, the cup of salvations. But we call it the cup of salvation because it's such a great salvation. It's a salvation that cannot be contained, that it has to overflow. And that's what has happened with this team, is Yeshua, the man, the one whom we worship, our living God, he overflowed through this team, through their lives. ושבתם מים בססון ממעיני הישוע, לאדוני הישועה עלמך וירחתך סלה, אדוני צבאות עמנו משגב לנו אלוהי יעקב סלה, אדוני צבאות אסרו אדם בודח בך, אדוני הושיע מלך יעננו ויום קרינו ליהודים, הייתה רווח שמחה וששון וקר, כן תהיה לנו כוס ישועות אשא, ובשם אדוני אקרא. You can say with me, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust the Lord and not be afraid, for my strong faith and song of praise for the Lord will be my salvation. You will draw water joyously from the wellsprings of salvation. Salvation is the Lord's. May your blessing rest upon your people. The Lord of heavenly armies is with us. The God of Yaakov is a fortress protecting us. The Lord of heavenly armies, happy is the one who trusts you. Lord, save us. The King will answer us on the day we call. For the Jews had light, happiness, joy, and honor. So may it be for us. And I will raise up the cup of salvations and call out in the name of the Lord. If you know it, you can sing it with me. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Borei biri hagafen Borei biri hagafen Baruch atah Samim, Bolehim in Nevis Samim, La da 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 Borehim ore haish, Borehim ore haish, da 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 המבדיל בין קודש לחול בין או לחושך בין ישראל לעמים בין יום השביעי לששת ימי המעשה ברוך אתה אדוני המבדיל בין קודש לחול אמן Blessed are you, Lord our God, the King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, creates the varieties of spices. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the illumination by fire. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who separates between the holy and the profane, between light and darkness, between Israel and the other nations, between the seventh day and the 6 days of the week. Blessed are you, Lord, who separates between the holy and the profane. All right. Well, it's pretty good when you make a mess. That's what I can say. Well, what else is there? All right, should we do Birchat Kohanim? Okay, well, hey, why don't you stand up and as everyone was speaking from the team, this is just this verse came to my heart, and I just wanted to add, this blessing to the blessing, and it's Yivrechecha Adonai Mitzion, Urebetov Yerushalayim Kol Yemei Chayecha, which is the Lord bless you out of Zion. And may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. And I believe that you all as a team stepped into that and lived that. And may you continue to do so. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Yair Adonai Banavilecha Vifchunecha Hitsa Adonai Banavilecha Vyosem Lecha Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, make his lift up his countenance on you and give you peace through Yeshua, the Prince of Peace, the Son of the Living God. Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov. That means have a great week. Have a good week. Bless you all.
Amen. to